5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today. Announcements!
Hey, kids, and welcome back to our primary podcast. We wanted to remind you of a few things. This Saturday is the Friend to Friend broadcast, February 20th at 11 a.m. We wanted to remind you that it is for children ages 3 to 11, parents, and primary leaders and teachers are all invited to participate. The event will include music and activities, as well as messages by members of the Primary General Presidency, Elder Ulysses Suarez, and President Russell M. Nelson. It's going to be fantastic, so remind your parents on Saturday that you want to join in. We also wanted to remind the 8 to 11-year-olds to keep working on their personal development.
Hi, my name is Capri, and I finished my bingo card. And I got chocolate and a whistle. Finish your bingo cards, it's fun!
And that was Capri reminding you to keep working on your bingo cards. Remember, when you fill out the whole card, bring it back to me, Sister Orr, and I'll have a little prize for you. And now we will hear the second article of faith from Elsie Strang, and then we will have a little message from Joan Robinson and Austin Levitt.
My name is Elsie, and this is the second article of faith. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not Adam's transgression.
Hi, this is Joanie. Heavenly Father heals my boo-boos and makes me feel better. Bye.
Okay, Austin, does anybody in your family have a special name or a name that means something?
My dad's name, which is Kenneth, he's named after his grandpa and his great-grandpa.
Okay, and what does it mean to you to take upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ?
Well, since Jesus is the most important person in the world, then it's really special because that kind of more means that we're taking upon Jesus' side instead of Satan's side. Kind of like how they both had, technically Heavenly Father had the idea that Jesus followed, but then Satan had a bad idea. So that means that we're more following his side.
Awesome, thank you.
Did you know?
Hey guys, did you know that Elsie loves to ice skate and Joan loves reading and riding her bike? Did you also know that Austin is a huge Utah Jazz and Denver Broncos fan?
It's story time.
Chapter 9, Organization of the Church of Jesus Christ. Joseph Smith was living in the town of Fayette in the state of New York. Jesus told Joseph it was time for his true church to be on earth again. He told Joseph to organize the church. On April 6, 1830, Joseph held a meeting to organize the church. Oliver Cowdery, Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, David Whitmer, and Peter Whitmer came to help him. They had all been baptized. Other people also came to the meeting. The men prayed to Heavenly Father. Joseph ordained Oliver an elder in the church. Then Oliver ordained Joseph. Joseph and Oliver blessed the sacrament. They gave it to the men. Joseph and Oliver put their hands on each man's head to confirm him a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and give him the gift of the Holy Ghost. Joseph and Oliver ordained some of the other men to the priesthood. These men were very happy. They said they loved God and told how he had blessed them. Jesus gave a revelation to Joseph Smith at the meeting. Jesus said Joseph was a prophet. A true prophet speaks for Jesus. When a prophet speaks for Jesus, members of the church should listen to him and obey him. After the meeting, many people were baptized, including Joseph Smith's mother and father. What a wonderful day! The Church of Jesus Christ was on earth again. Chapter 10, The First Miracle in the Church. The next meeting of the church was on Sunday, April 11th, 1830. Besides members of the church, many other people attended the meeting. Oliver Cowdery taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the people believed Oliver and wanted to join the church. They were baptized after the meeting. Satan did not want people to join the church, so he tried to make some of them feel bad. One of these people was a man named Newell Knight. Joseph asked Newell to pray at a meeting, and Newell said he would. But Satan did not want Newell to pray. When Newell went to the meeting, he said he was afraid to pray out loud. The next morning, Newell Knight went into the woods so he could pray alone. Newell tried to pray, but again Satan did not want him to, and he could not talk. He became sick and afraid and went home. Newell's wife was worried about him and asked Joseph Smith to help. Joseph used the priesthood to bless Newell and cast Satan out. After the blessing, Newell felt better. Later, he was baptized. Chapter 11. More people joined the church. April through June, 1830. After a few weeks, there were 27 members of the church. They did not all live in the same town. Joseph Smith asked them to come to a conference, which is a special meeting for all the saints. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ are called saints. The saints had the sacrament at the conference. Some men were ordained to the priesthood. The Holy Ghost blessed the saints, and they were very happy. Some other people who attended the conference were not members of the church. They learned about the gospel and wanted to join the church, so they were baptized. After the conference, Joseph Smith went to another town. Some people were also there also wanted to be baptized. Joseph said they could be baptized in a nearby stream. The people built a small dam in the stream to make the water deep enough to perform baptisms. In the night, some people destroyed the dam. The dam was rebuilt, and Oliver Cowdery began to baptize people. Soon a mob came. A mob is a group of mean people. They said bad things and tried to hurt the saints, but the Lord kept the people safe. The mob continued trying to make trouble for the church. They told lies about Joseph Smith and had him arrested. At a trial, they found people to give false testimony against the prophet. But many other people told the truth about Joseph, proving the words of his enemies to be false. Joseph was released, but almost immediately he was arrested again by people from a nearby county. While he was in prison, people spit on him and would not give him food. Another trial was held, and Joseph was again found innocent and was released.
Can you believe the church was organized almost 200 years ago? That's a long time. Back then, there were only a few members. Today, there are millions of members worldwide. But there are still many people who don't know about Jesus Christ or his church. We are so blessed to be members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This week, I encourage you to think of someone you could share the gospel with. What are some ways you could share the gospel with others? I know that as you pray, the Holy Ghost will help you. This may seem like a scary idea, but I know that just like he blessed the early saints, the Lord will bless us as we do what is right. I know you can do it.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
Share the gospel.
Such mercy.